Hello and welcome to the Walking Leader podcast. I am your host, David Guerra, the author of The Walking Leader, the 20 rules you can follow now to guide you down the path of leadership greatness in your organization. This is episode 10. How are you doing? How are you liking it? We're 10 weeks into this. We're halfway there with the first book. And, well, I need to hear from you. Let me know what you think. Drop me email at dave@daveguerra.com, or you can message me on Twitter with the @ @DaveGuerra, and all of this is in the show notes, so be sure you pull that up. And, well, like I said, we are in episode 10. We're talking rule 9 this week. Rule number 9, bring good news. So let's dive right in. The old adage is that no one wants to be the bearer of bad news. Sure, there are sadists who like that kind of stuff. However, there is nothing wrong with bringing good news when you can. In 2010, we in Deep South Texas were under a hurricane warning, which meant we were in the projected path of Hurricane Alex. One thing that kept everyone on edge was that at the time of the warning, Alex had been upgraded to a Category 1 hurricane, and the final point of landfall had not yet been determined. Once the warning was issued, the agency support staff kicked into overdrive in preparation to shut down all operations at all facilities. I had made my initial walk through all the buildings and locally based remote sites. One could feel the apprehension and uncertainty of the impending storm and what to do. I knew my presence was not comforting because it meant to them that we were going to shut down operations. At some point during the walks, I received a call from the look of things there was I received the call that from the look of things there was no need to shut down operations, as all structures were rated to withstand winds in excess of 100 miles an hour. See, Category 1 hurricanes reach a top wind speed of 95 miles per hour. The National Weather Service predicted the storm would not intensify to a Category 2 or higher. As I was out and about, I took the opportunity to let people know that there was going to be no shutdown of operations. The look of relief that came over the people was priceless. The employees felt so relieved that they did not have to worry about closing down the agency's operations while being concerned about securing their families, homes, and property. These times of bringing good news are few and far between. But, did you hear that? It's raining where I'm at, speaking of rain. But when you have the opportunity, take it. Take the opportunity. By the way, Hurricane Alex turned west and made landfall on the coast of Mexico and briefly made it to Category 2. On the Texas side of the storm, it was estimated that winds never exceeded 45 miles per hour at any of our facilities. So bringing good news to those you see in your walks is always a good thing and a great morale booster. The ability to boost morale is an essential characteristic that all leaders must not only possess, but fully control. So why not boost morale when you can and when you're taking your walks? Still, bringing good news can be a little tricky because what is good news to some might not be good news to others. However, with a little tact and good implementation of your decision-making skills, you will be able to pick and choose when and what information you will share. If the latest news is old news, that's okay. Bring what you have and deliver it in a way that calls on staff members to reflect on the news, such as asking them what they think. Get their views and thoughts. Then again, it is absolutely acceptable to bring no news. Remember, never ever bring bad news, especially to another department. Now, about bad news. It's going to happen. No one likes it. No one wants to be the bearer of bad news. So don't be that person. Of course, as a leader, you will have plenty of opportunities to deliver bad news. When you do so, you should only deliver it to the individuals that you directly supervise, just as other supervisors do to those that they supervise. After the bad news, no matter what the bad news is, after it's been disseminated across the organization, you must be prepared to deal with the fallout as you walk the front lines. The fallout will usually be in the form of individuals or groups wanting to talk to you about what it is that's happening or has happened or going to happen. Count on it. Because this is the most logical thing that will happen. Don't be caught unprepared to deal with issues of individuals from other departments. If the content they wish to discuss is too deep, or you are just not comfortable talking to them about it, then you must absolutely, positively direct them to their direct supervisor. What if the bad news does not apply to the organization as a whole? What then? Consider this. What if the bad news was mandatory unpaid furloughs for one quarter of the workforce and permanent layoffs for another quarter of the workforce? Now, your department gets off easy and only has to deal with one individual who gets the unpaid furlough. The rest of the departments in the organization have the layoffs and furloughs distributed evenly. Obviously, you can listen to those who talk to you on your rocks, but you are not the one who will be delivering the bad news. Nor is there anything directly you can do to affect a change in that situation. That is for their supervisors or their managers to directly deal with. However, as is the case in almost all organizations, bad news has a tendency to leak before it can be disseminated effectively. This can cause problems with rumors that spread faster than they're created. So now, as you go forth among the masses, you will certainly be asked about the bad news. While most leaders will not want to do this, they will have to, at one time or another, play politician. This does not mean that you have to put on two faces every time you walk out your front office door. And I'm not saying that all politicians have two faces. What I am saying is sometimes you have to do what you have to do. At the same time, I am not advocating you have to lie to avoid dealing with the bad news. Don't lie. And especially if you know something or not. I am advocating that you might have to deliver an answer that no one wants to hear. Okay? It may go something like this. Quote, or, you know, that's not what I'm here for. Or you might need to talk to your supervisor one-on-one about that. However, it is extremely important that you are not to use your role as a walking leader as a vehicle to propagate the rumors. Under no circumstances should you fall into the trap of being, quote, one of the guys and start, spread, or reshape a rumor. Instead, you have to do what you can to stop the rumor in its tracks. While being one of the guys may make you popular with the break room crowd, it will all but destroy your authenticity, your trust and loyalty to your peers, and those superiors who are already dealing with a bad situation. Just remember, you will not always be able to bring good news when you are out and walking about. Therefore, when there is bad news, it would be prudent to shift into observer mode. Remember, close your mouth, open your eyes and your ears. However, when you have good news, tell everyone. Tell the world. There's nothing wrong with it. So, again, there might not always be an opportunity for good news or bad news, or good news, but, you know, you're going to run into bad news. That's okay. It happens. It will happen again. It's happened in the past, and it will continue to happen. But use some common sense. Take everything at face value. If it's good, if it's bad, if it's good for one part of the organization and bad for another part, I would opt not to bring any news at all, personally. So again, be careful. And those rumors, get caught spreading rumors, you're going to get it. It's that simple. Listen, you've got to get out there. You've got to go walk around. I'm going to go ahead and let you go for now. So until next week, I'm Dave Guerra, and this has been the Walking Leader Podcast, Episode 10. Take it easy, stay safe, and get out there.